of 5,000 kilometers east of Moscow near the Manchurian border. Prisoners here used razors to cut their wrists in a protest against harsh prison conditions. The prosecutor's office in Amur confirmed the incident to the VOA and in a letter to the Moscow-based Foundation for the Defense of Prisoner Rights. The only question is when. Russian human rights activists say the protest took place in January 2008. The prosecutor's letter says 2007, noting that 142 prisoners were treated for superficial wounds. The foundation is circulating the amateur video, which was obtained from an unknown source. Yevgeny Khlov, a member of Russia's public movement for human rights, says the organization receives hundreds of letters from prisoners and their families complaining of human rights violations while in detention. Khlov says some Russian prison administrators, many of them former soldiers, appear to have declared war on what they consider to be criminal ideology among inmates.
To do that, administrators feel a need to torture, humiliate, and belittle those prisoners who think it necessary to observe criminal traditions.
Another video smuggled out of penal colony number 2 near the Ural Mountain city of Yekaterinburg shows the sadistic nature of prison beatings. VOA contacted Russia's Federal Department of Sentence Enforcement, whose spokesman said its director, Yuri Kalinin, does not deny the abuse, but says it occurred in the early 1990s. Human rights advocates say the footage is believed to be from 2006 and only recently appeared on the Internet. Activist Yevgeny Khlov says responsibility for such violence is difficult to determine, noting it is most likely conducted at the initiative of local prison officials, not on Kremlin orders. Video provided by the Foundation for the Defense of Prisoner Rights includes a statement by former prisoner Ruslan Rusakov, who claims inmates are also subjected to sleep deprivation.
They forced us to clean floors and corridors, ran us back and forth, and let us go to bed at 6:05. Revelry was at 6. It's total lawlessness. They don't consider you to be human.
Yelena Kalinina, an attorney in Yekaterinburg, says most prisoners comply after such treatment. But the rare individual who refuses is threatened with rape.
This is a terrible thing for any man. It's the only thing that will make any man comply. It's all portrayed so realistically that the prisoners believe it could happen.
Inmates also face destruction of their meager possessions. Beds are indiscriminately upended, personal effects are plundered, and conveniences such as chairs are destroyed. Yevgeny Khlov says the beatings were taped by prison officials to intimidate new prisoners. He is grateful to the people who brought the video to public attention.
These are brave, self-assured people. In a world with the Internet, any kind of information reaches any part of the globe.
The entire video, a disturbing 6-minute clip misspelled as Yekaterinburg prison camp, has been posted on YouTube. If the images are indeed recent, they suggest reemergence of the gulag in 21st century Russia. If they date from the 1990s, as authorities insist, it is a rare look at a past that Yevgeny Khlov says few Russians care to acknowledge, and much of which remains hidden in police archives. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.